I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Americans already divided over the upcoming presidential elections are now reacting to news that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch liberal icon on the court for nearly three decades, has died. In a statement, the court said that Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of metastatic pancreas cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump, with reporters after a campaign rally in Minnesota, paid tribute to her.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Still, the discussion by professionals, social media, and armchair pundits quickly turned to whether the president will tip the court even more conservative with a nominee of his own and whether the U.S. Senate will confirm her. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When Antonin Scalia died during the 2016 race, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Scalia's seat and hopefully looked to the GOP-led Senate.
I hope they're fair.
The very next day,
the Senate will not confirm this nominee.
John Cornyn and fellow Republicans did not even give Garland a hearing, saying the next president should get to make the pick. This year, though, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the full Senate will vote on a Trump high court nominee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And calling Ginsburg a beloved figure, a Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, there is no doubt that the voters